Well, looking ahead to Tennessee, last year after y'all lost to Miami, you won three in a row. After you lost New England, you won three in a row. Did those experiences you think help players get over this one and focus on the next one, or do they matter at all?
Well, again, I think it goes back to, like I've been saying all week to you, is that it's every week is a different season. So that's the job of an NFL football player. It's important to turn the page and move on to the next game, win or lose, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. It's a different opponent. It's a whole different scheme. There's just everything about it that's different. It's a different time of the game. I mean, there's nothing like that this game entails that has anything to do with any other game.
In terms of the red zone area, what have you guys kind of seen just as a common thread from the first three games? Do you feel like it's getting better?
We haven't been there enough. That's what I see as a common thread. We haven't been in the red zone. How's that for a common thread? What else?
How's Braxton Miller doing? Is he making progress?
He's doing okay. Not for this week. Won't play this week, Aaron.
Joel Heath made enough of an impression to make the team out of camp, was active last week. How does he fit into things? How's he been progressing?
Good young player that's a tough guy, well-coached out of Michigan State, and he's progressing well.
Is he someone that could be involved in the defensive plan with
Absolutely.
What you have there?
Absolutely. He has a chance to be involved. Yep.
Bill, you and the Titans both made major moves to beef up your running games in the offseason. DeMarco Murray's averaging 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
How do you think he's done, and their team is averaging 5.1?
Yeah.
And then how much better do you guys need to be?
Yeah, they're doing a great job running the ball. They're a downhill running team. He's doing an excellent job. He's running hard. He breaks tackles. He's got good vision. He's an excellent running back. And, you know, look, we've got to be more consistent with our running game. You know, at times it's looked good, and at the other times it hasn't, and it's all about consistency.
When you see Brian Arakpo, what kind of jumps out at you about him as a pass rusher?
Arakpo?
Yeah.
He's very good. He's athletic. He's relentless, smart. He's a really good pass rusher. And they move him around a lot, so it's very difficult on an offense.
Does Jarrell Casey provide one of the bigger challenges up front?
Absolutely. Jarrell Casey's one of the best players we'll play all year. He's an excellent player. They move him around a lot. Does a lot of different things on the interior of the line. He plays end. He plays over the guards. He plays over the center. He's an excellent player.
Bill, can you assess his special teams play and what needs to happen?
Yeah, it hasn't been very good, so hopefully it gets better.
And it obviously you don't want to fumble the football. But
no, obviously, anything? Matt, you do not want to fumble. That's an obvious statement. Absolute.
What else?
There's no more obvious statement than that that's been made today.
I appreciate that. But what other things do you see?
We have to tackle better. We have to block better. We have to handle the ball better. We have to kick better. We have to hold for PATs better. We have to snap better. We've got a lot of things we got to do better.